أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاء إخوة يوسف فدخلوا عليه فعرفهم وهم له منكرون. ولما جهزهم بجهازهم قال ائتوني بأخ لكم من أبيكم ألا ترون أني أوفي الكيل وأنا خير المنزلين. فإن لم تأتوني به فلا كيل لكم عندي ولا تقربون. قالوا سنراود عنه أباه وإنا لفاعلون. صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 58, 59, 60 and 61 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues speaking about the conditions. 7 years of good rain had continued. The people of Egypt in themselves had understood that they needed to store, they needed to cultivate the land. They had done so. And now 7 years of drought had begun, and the drought was not confined only to Egypt, but the outlying areas had also been suffering from this drought. In the land of Canaan, Palestine, today where Al-Khalil is, in that region, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam also feels the effect. His family, his community feels the effect of this drought. It is hard hitting. There are no crops, and now starvation is beginning to set in. So he hears about this person in Egypt who is very kind and compassionate, who is giving out grain, obviously at a cost, to people from other countries and outlying areas. And hence he sends his sons to this king of Egypt, or to this person in Egypt, so that they may acquire the grain. When he sends them, he does not send Binyamin, the brother of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He keeps him with him, and hence he sends the remaining 10 brothers to go to Egypt and to acquire some of this grain that will be given out. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about that part of the incident. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفُ, the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had come. فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ, they appeared upon Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. فَعَرَفَهُمْ, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had recognized them. وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ, but they did not recognize Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. According to a narration of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this will be historical, he says that this period of time, from the time the brothers had thrown Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam into the well, to the time when they had come and appeared in front of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, could have been a period of approximately 40 years. And hence, in this period of time, obviously Yusuf alayhi salam, from a little child into an adult, and hence they did not recognize who Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was. In some of the narrations, it appears that when they had come, and immediately on seeing them, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had recognized that these were his brothers. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to engage with them, and Yusuf alayhi salam had called them aside. Like how a person would interrogate someone, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam interrogated them that you people are not from Egypt. They replied, we are not from Egypt. You people seem to be speaking the Hebrew language. So you from the area of Palestine, Canaan? They replied, yes. Who have you left behind? Who is in your household? They replied, we have this father who is a Nabi of Allah, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and we have the brother that he did not allow. Was there anybody else amongst your siblings? They replied, yes, there was one brother who got lost in the forest. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam tolerates all of this. he listens, but nonetheless, Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam had given them royal treatment, like how royal guests will be treated. That is how he treated them insofar as their accommodation, their food, etc. was concerned. And hence, Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam says, وَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ, when their equipment, when their provisions were all prepared, قال توني بأخلكم من أبيكم. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam obviously wanted them to come back, and Yusuf alayhi salam had known that the grain that was given was one camel's load today, which is known as 60 sa in according to the times of the old days, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In today's times it will equate to 200 kilograms plus minus for one person, and he knew that they are going to take this home, they are going to use it, and certainly 7 years period they will have to come back and they will have to get more. So he says to them, in that time when you come back, قَالَ أَتُونِي بِأَخِلَّكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ, come with your brother that is from your father, in other words your stepbrother that you have spoken about, come with him. أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنِّي أُوفِي الْكَيْلِ, do you not know that I give full measure, وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ, and I am the best of hosts, the best of people that will accommodate you. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ, if you do not come with the brother, فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ, then there will be no kail, we will not give you any measure, and do not come close to me. In other words, I'm giving you his measure also, on the understanding that you will bring that brother so that I will see him. قَالَ سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ وَإِنَّا لَفَاعِلُونَ, they replied that we will persuade our father regarding him, and certainly we will do as you have said, and we will try our best to bring our brother. And in this way, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam deals with his brothers. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.